In this bulletin, Labor indefinitely suspends Senator Fatima Payman for flouting party rules. France's far-right National Rally Party leads the first round of parliamentary elections. And in football, England advanced to the quarterfinals of Euro 2024 in dramatic circumstances. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Labor Senator Fatima Payman has been indefinitely suspended from the party's federal caucus after vowing to continue crossing the floor in support of Palestinian statehood. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has escalated a temporary suspension after Senator Payman gave a defiant interview on the ABC's Insiders program, saying she had overwhelming support from Labor voters for her support for a Greens motion. In a statement, a government spokesperson says the first-term West Australian senator will remain suspended until she respects the caucus and her Labor colleagues. Greens leader Adam Bandt is refusing to say whether Senator Payman is in discussions to join his party. He says he won't comment on any confidential conversations he has with senators.
This is about trying to bring about peace by getting our government to join the international community and put pressure for this genocidal invasion to stop, because at the moment they haven't done it. Now, along the way, others have realised, one by one, that what we were saying back at the start was right.
Meanwhile, monuments near the Australian War Memorial have been vandalised with pro-Palestinian messages condemning Israel's military operations in Gaza. The Australian National Korean War Memorial, the Australian Vietnam Forces National Memorial, and the Australian Army National Memorial on Anzac Parade were all daubed with graffiti on Saturday night. It's the third time this year that monuments in the area have been graffitied, with the walls of the Australian War Memorial defaced earlier in June and the Vietnam Memorial graffitied in March. ACT police say they're investigating the matter. Three women have died in a bus crash in North Queensland. Queensland police say they were called to an area of the Bruce Highway near Gumloo in the Whitsundays region after 11 a.m. yesterday following reports of a collision. Police say a four-wheel drive pulling a caravan collided with a bus carrying 33 people in the opposite direction in a 100 kilometres per hour zone. Superintendent Graham Payne of Queensland Police says, along with the three fatalities, a number of other passengers were treated at the scene, with one man airlifted to a nearby hospital due to the severity of his injuries. He says a police investigation into a potential cause of the crash is in its early stages.
The crash is under investigation. We haven't determined any factors that have contributed to the crash at this stage, but certainly a crash of this nature involving this many people is a very significant and very tragic incident for us.
The passengers of a four-wheel drive that was towing the caravan are understood not to have been injured. A number of measures aimed at easing the cost of living will come into effect today, the first day of the new financial year. The federal government is implementing tax cuts for all Australians, which will average around $1,900 each, as well as energy bill relief for households and small businesses. The minimum wage will increase by 3.75%, as will the minimum amount employers have to pay into superannuation. It will rise from 11% to 11.5%. Medicines on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, or PBS, will also be capped at $31.60. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he believes the government has got the balance right as they monitor inflation, which currently sits at 4%.
This is all about making sure that our cost of living help is meaningful and substantial, but responsible as well, in the context of this fight against inflation.
Polls have closed in the first round of a snap parliamentary election in France, which could see the country's first far-right government since World War II. Exit polls show France's far-right National Rally Party is leading the first round of parliamentary elections with around 33% of the vote. President Emmanuel Macron stunned the country when he called the election after his centrist alliance was crushed in European elections last month by the National Rally Party, which is led by Marine Le Pen. Her Eurosceptic anti-immigrant party was a long-time pariah, but it is now closer to power than it has ever been. This voter in Paris says he hopes every French citizen will face up to their responsibilities in the election.
The future of their country is in their hands, in the hands of the 40 million French voters. They don't realise it, and I'd like them to realise it at least once this time. And I'm very happy to see that the turnout is going to increase significantly, because our democratic institutions are at stake.
In football, England has come back from the brink of defeat to beat Slovakia 2-1 in extra time and move on to the quarterfinals of Euro 2024. Criticised for their performances at the tournament so far, it looked like England were on their way out of it, with Slovakia leading 1-0 for much of the match in the Western German city of Gelsenkirchen. But star playmaker Jude Bellingham equalised with an incredible goal from an overhead kick in the 5th minute of second half stoppage time. That sent the game to 30 minutes of extra time. Then, in the first minute of that extra time, captain Harry Kane scored with a header to put his side in front, where they stayed. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Sunil Awosti.